The wisdom of going slow. Academics, employers warn of dangers lurking in rapid wage hike. To Ratana Bualoi, who works at a stage organizing company, the minimum wage increase to 300 baht per day in April makes him uneasy, although he agrees it should increase. Workers should earn more than the existing minimum wage, as things are getting more expensive, he said. But it would be a problem if the wage suddenly jumps to 300 baht and I cannot increase contract fees. Mr. Ratana proposed the wage increase incrementally and employers raise other forms of compensation, such as bonuses. He expects some factories might lay off workers when the wage hike takes effect. A Labor Ministry study reported an average increase of 6.4% in the minimum wage last year, up to 176 baht per day, which ate into the margins of small and medium-sized enterprises, or SMEs, by 3% or 1.35% across all sectors. The ministry estimates workers need 187 baht per day to subsist. The study found the minimum wage accounted for 0.1% of total labor cost, which formed 13.7% of the country's total manufacturing cost. Unskilled labor was concentrated in the textile industry, where it accounted for 0.15% of that sector's labor cost. The ministry cited the Bank of Thailand as calculating every 1% increase in the minimum wage will result in a 1.3% system-wide wage increase. The government will implement its key election pledge gradually by increasing the minimum wage by 40% across the country in April, pushing the minimum wage to 300 baht per day in 7 provinces: Phuket, Bangkok, Nakhonpattom, Nong Thaburi, Pathum Thani, Samut Prakan, and Samut Sokhon. It remains committed to increasing the minimum wage to 300 baht per day across the country by April next year. While the wage hike should benefit the country's 17 million salaried employees, it neglects the 21 million day laborers that are part of the informal economy. Sethaput Suttiwarth Naruput, an independent economist, said nearly half of the 11.5 million workers who earn less than 300 baht a day were employed by SMEs with less than 10 workers. He expects the wage hike, which will raise monthly salaries to roughly 7,800 baht, to have a far-reaching impact on businesses. Currently, laborers with a primary education earn 5,100 baht per month, while those completing the first 3 years of secondary education make 6,100 baht. The minimum wage hike to 300 baht is an increase of 50% and 30% respectively for those two groups. Around 75% of workers in the manufacturing, agricultural, construction, and trade sectors make less than 300 baht a day. Mr. Sethaput added he found gaps in the implementation of the minimum wage, as average wages in 39 provinces are currently below the minimum wage. The minimum wage needs to rise more rapidly than in the past because it lagged inflation from 1997 onwards, he noted, but said local firms need more productivity to earn a higher margin to pay higher wages. While I agree the minimum wage should be increased, 300 baht is too big a jump too soon. There is a large number of people who are currently paid less, he said. SMEs are likely to be most affected by the wage hike. Layoffs would push labor into informal work, making improvements in productivity less likely. Thai labor productivity increased by 23% from 1995 to 2007, compared to 31% in Malaysia, 51% in Taiwan, and 77% in Vietnam, said Mr. Setapud. He called for parallel government policies to improve productivity and increase minimum wages. Norong Petpasert, a political science lecturer at Chulalongkorn University, acknowledged inflation had surpassed minimum wage gains. So he called on the government to curb rises in consumer goods prices. He said the National Statistics Office's employment survey criteria is flawed, and it measures anyone as employed that works 1 hour per week. The Bank of Thailand, in the October issue of the inflation report, projected the minimum wage would increase by 40% in April, and civil servants' salaries would rise by 30% to 15,000 baht per month, accelerating inflation slightly. Inflation, as measured by the Ministry of Commerce's Consumer Price Index, was expected to increase by 0.2% this year as a result of the policy. The government's rice mortgage policy is expected to hike inflation by 0.7%. Tawikit Jatura Jarinkun, vice president of the Federation of Thai Industries, said large firms could likely invest in neighboring countries with lower wages if they disliked the wage hike. He added the government has not prepared any assistance measures in tandem with the wage increase.